Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would you like for today?
For the whole day?
Yeah.
I'd like some peace and quiet.
No, we don't tell that.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, June 2nd. We are here. Maggie is tired, but she loves you, is what she's trying to say. Whew, what a big week last weekend. We had a lot of wrestling. But as we start every show, Maggie, how are you?
I do not match your energy right now. And I just want to sleep, Rob. No. I just want to sleep so much. Guys, it's summer. I hate this. It's summer. It's hot. Don't get me started on the mosquitoes. I really hate them. I really, really do. Like, I decided it's time for me to get some, you know, shorts for my, and I keep them at work, and I, you know, go all around with my long pants, and when I go to work, I put on my shorts. The moment I put on my shorts and went behind the bar, I swear to God, 3 seconds later, I felt a mosquito bite, and I killed it on my leg, like 3 seconds, literally. I'm gonna try not to curse again on the show, but I'm so asleep right now, so it's probably gonna happen. So the thing is, I'm not a skinny woman, okay? I have really thick thighs. And do you know what happens?
Lives.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Not during summer, they don't. Do you know what happens with thick thighs when you wear shorts and dresses and skirts? They go like this. Like this, you know? And do you know what happens? It's redness and it stings. And oh, there's a rash. And it's so painful. I hate the summer. I want it to go away so much. I just want to move into a country that doesn't have a summer. But I'm really kidding, because I love the four seasons. But I'm so torn. You know, I have sun allergies. I have low blood pressure. I am not built for this weather, okay? I hate it. I don't want it anywhere near me. So guys, please like the video. Share it on social media. Send us a super chat like our friend, the lovely Ryan. I love you, Ryan, so much. I want to hug you right now.
Maggie, he has a super chat that I want you to read here.
How did the metalhead tie his guitar to the wall? Slipknot. So funny.
That's good stuff, pal. I like it. Maggie, what did you think of the pay-per-views? Oh, before we move on, send us a super chat or donate a Humper Chat. That way Maggie can go to Wembley because we're poor. And she wants to go to Wembley. She wants to have a little bit of fun. So donate those Humper Chats or donate those super chats. Leave a comment, those like button, hit that like as well. That helps us out a lot. Believe it or not, it helps us out a lot. We need that help. I can always use help. I'll take any help I can get. That's already, you already know that. But last week we had a lot of fun. There were four big events last weekend, but we had two pre-shows that we did on Saturday. We had the WWE Night of Champions pre-show. We also had on Sunday, we had a blast with the AEW Double or Nothing pre-show along with NXT Battleground. If you follow Soupy, which you should on Twitter, you saw some of those clips that we had. Good stuff. My God. We have another super chat from our good friend, Chris Mueller, who was there with us.
You hesitated.
Yeah. What do you call a snowman in a puddle? Or damn it. What do you call a snowman in a summer? A puddle. Jesus. What do you call a snowman in a summer? In the summer. I can't talk. It was a good run. First day. All right. Sorry, Chris. I ruined everything. Chris, I owe you $2. Chris is like, you owe me a lot more than that. But anyways,
for
Maggie, what was your
name? Yes.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite? What was your favorite event last week?
Nothing. If you watch this show regularly, you know what you're getting yourself into. Okay. Don't be mad at Rob. He's doing his best. Okay.
Yeah, my best is.
I did my best.
Yeah.
What was the question?
What was your favorite event last week, weekend?
Event. Oh, well, this is a really tough question because I feel like NXT was, you know, Battleground was an incredibly underrated pay-per-view. And, like, I loved it. It didn't get the flowers it deserved. And talking about that, Under Siege. I know that the majority of people were talking about Night of Champions and Double or Nothing, and I get it. There were amazing pay-per-views separately, and I feel like all four pay-per-views proved a point. And you know, the point that Under Siege proved that was that you should freaking watch Impact Wrestling. This is like the amazing locker room talent that those guys have. You should definitely watch it. And everyone's putting over the other person. And the match with Jordan Grace and Deonna Purrazzo was an absolute banger. And then Jordan Grace took a hiatus. She also cut her hair and dyed it pink, which was such an awesome choice. Short hair rules.
Okay? Yeah, I like it.
It's awesome. But it's Jordan Grace and everything will look good on her. So she's also thinking of, you know, face tattoos and head tattoos, which I love. You know, on a shaved place on her head, her head. That's so great. But hey, whatever the hell she wants, she can pull off everything.
Yep.
Also, Subculture against Bullet Club. Oh my God, did this match deliver big time. Like, we were so excited about it. Then we got it. It was, Jesus. It was just, yes. Battleground. Oh, Dijak and Ilya, okay. I hope that they both get to be under, you know, the spotlight on NXT more, because it was definitely the match of the pay-per-view for me.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I stole cried. Yeah, stole the show. I cried when Tiffany Stratton won the belt. I really did, because I say it almost every week. I'm so proud of her. She has improved so much. Like, she was injured for a while, right? Yeah, she was.
I know she hurt injured. Me for a little bit.
Yeah, she was injured for a while, and then she said, "Well, hold my purse with my poodle, and I'm gonna get really, really good, and just steal the belt, okay?"
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Dragunov and Dijak stole the show. Great, great match. And then, as far as Under Siege went. Again, Subculture, loved that match. I enjoyed that whole show. I enjoyed all four shows. I really did. So it was a good weekend. And then Saturday, what was as far as talking about Night of Champions, what match got you there? Like
every match delivered.
Yeah,
Night of Champions was an amazing pay-per-view, and I like. It's not like it was on paper. It looked really, really promising. We were all expecting them to, you know, to do something stupid with each and every match, but they really didn't. AJ Styles and Seth Rollins opening up the show made me so mad. Like we were texting each other throughout, you know, the pay-per-view. I mean, way to prove everyone right by saying, yes, this is a secondary title. It's not as important as, you know, all that other crap, you know? But at the end of the show, I realized that, yes, it couldn't have possibly, you know, closed the show after, you know, the thing that actually closed the show. But it just goes to show you that, you know, while the bloodline thing is a thing, the other title will always be a secondary title. But it's just, I tried not to, you know, to be as mad as I was at the very beginning. Because, again, AJ Styles and Seth Rollins were the ones that made this title important for me, because they left everything in the ring. It was an absolute banger of a match. I got a great birthday present out of it. It was so fun to watch. I was really irritated at the beginning, but then I, you know, after some days passed, I went back and rewatched it, and it was just so, well, I was not under the influence of anger that it was opening up the show. It really was an awesome show. I missed a big part of Becky Lynch and Trish, but then I went back and watched it, and I didn't miss anything whatsoever. it got better at the end. I loved how the match started, you know, Becky Lynch looking Trish dead in the eyes and then just clogging her. I love that. The bloodline thing. it was really nice. It was, yeah. It was great to see. Everything with the bloodline just has been so incredible. It's just like a soap opera.
It really has.
Yeah. And this is what, you know, gets your attention all the time. I really enjoy it. Everyone that has been involved here needs a cookie, and also me.
Yeah. Everybody wants cookies.
Yeah. I actually have some, but like they're really bad for me. Yeah. They're really, really bad for me, because like I can feel my heart racing while I eat one. And I ate them all.
Well, before we get going, like for this week, what did you think of Double or Nothing? What did it for you this show?
Oh well, of course, Stanley. Uh, oh, God, Stadium Stampede. No, the Anarchy in the Arena match, definitely. It was exactly what I thought it would be. And also, the people who were proving a point on this show were the Four Pillars. Oh my God, did they put on one hell of a match. So, so great. We all knew the match was going to be amazing. It was just the build that was kind of iffy.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that, everything with Don Callis and Takeshita, I feel like we saw it coming. I said pretty much that Takeshita was going to turn heel. I wasn't sure whether Ibushi was debuting. I really thought that he wasn't. And they're going to stretch it out a bit.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Matt Jackson's exploding sneaker. I screamed a bit. I am not even kidding. Like, I was watching the show while I was drinking my coffee in the morning. And I was just minding my own business, you know, drinking it. It was like totally unexpected. Totally. And then I screamed again when they, you know, shoved his foot in the tackles. I just, every time. It was the same with Joey Janela and John Moxley. He did the same thing. No, like, stop it.
Yeah, like, knock it off. Yeah.
This is not nice. Yeah, that's so not biblical.
I was not expecting it. And yeah, it was like, when I saw it, I was like, wow, okay, all right, well. There we go. So, but yeah, I mean,
I was right. BCC won.
Yep.
Like, they needed to win here in order for them to stretch it out.
Yeah.
Ew. It was. I was. Ew. Like, I like not you. Sorry,
no,
I
know.
Like a Canadian.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. I know what you meant.
I know. I wouldn't be in Canada where it's not 40 degrees Celsius.
They have a lot of like forest fires out west in Western Canada right now, which sucks. Anyways,
really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Anyways, we move on today, or actually, I think it's today. Maybe it was a few days ago. It was a few days ago. Roman Reigns, 1,000 days. Do you think WWE? And I'm gonna if we do get a visitor here in a few. You think WWE ever in their wildest dreams anticipated Roman Reigns being champion that long?
Well, they definitely wanted it to be, but I don't know if they... When did he... Like, it was during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, 2000...
The Thunderdome era. Yeah. I feel like this played a huge role in that. If it wasn't for the Thunderdome era and the pandemic, he wouldn't have been champion for so long. Like he would have become a champion after that. So I don't know actually, but I do think that the Thunderdome played a huge part of that because Roman Reigns was a draw, and you know during the Thunderdome era, no one wanted to watch wrestling because it looked really really weird. Sometimes those shows are borderline unwatchable. Okay. If you just, if you go back and try to watch, no,
yeah.
imagine what it was like for them after that WrestleMania in 2021 that they had in front of a crowd for the first time, you know, in over a year. And then they had to go back to the Thunderdome. Imagine that. Imagine how crushed they felt.
Like, oh man, it was brutal. It was hard to watch after that.
It was hard to watch because you got a glimpse of, you know, what could have been this entire time. And for the performers, like you remember Will Ospreay said that a lot in interviews and in media. He said that you guys have no idea what it was like to compete in front of, you know, people that made zero noise. Like you had no idea what that was. Because if they're not allowed to make noise, might as well be, you know, screams with people in their homes. This is the exact same thing. So imagine you being in front of How big was that crowd at WrestleMania 2020? I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
Going back from that to screens on the walls, you know, and faces of people that, like, don't even breathe because, like, you can't even see their faces because they're wearing masks. I got way off track here. I'm sorry. Yes, I think it was mainly because of the Thunderdome era. Because, you know, everyone, in order to put eyes on the product, you had to have Roman, you know, be a champion. And you can make a compromise with him holding the IC title or the US title or tag team wrestler, you know, tag team titles. Because during that time, they didn't mean squat. You know, thank you, AEW, for pushing WWE so much that they actually made something of their tag division. The amazing title that they have in that tag division. Oh my God, Corey, yes, thank you for reminding me. Imagine what it was like for The Undertaker. You know, probably one of the biggest wrestlers, like the most popular wrestler in Bulgaria, The Undertaker, because, you know, Biker Taker was, you know, the most popular thing in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Yeah, and imagine him retiring in front of purple clouds. That must have been soul crushing.
I bet. Yeah.
I bet that he got back into the locker room and played a bunch of video games.
Yeah. Undertaker playing video games. I could see that. Yeah. Hey, Kofi, yeah. Come here. Let's play. Yeah. I think, or not Kofi. Yeah. Xavier. Well, yeah. That went down.
Kofi as well. Hey, yeah, Woods.
Let's play Sonic. Okay.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins won the WWE Heavyweight Championship. Do you think this was done for
the
TV?
The outfit. Wow,
okay.
Drip God.
The Drip God. Do you think this was done for negotiating rights? So WWF or I went old school there for a second. WWE could have, for the negotiating rights with the new TV deal, they could try to sell a different company. Like, hey, we have a champion for you. Because I'm convinced they did this right now because they're trying to sell TV rights again. That's the only reason they're doing it.
You think they're moving from USA?
Well, no, not necessarily. I think they're just trying to show, whoever, because whoever wants to try to get them, like, if they sell to, like, if Fox doesn't renew, I think that's part of it. I just think they're doing this so they can have two different champions right now.
Isn't SmackDown way more watchable than Raw?
Yeah, because and the reason why is because it's on network TV, which...
Yeah, you know, because everyone gets Fox,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't see Fox not renewing.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you. Missed you. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Everybody gets Fox, but it comes down to Fox if they're wanting to renew, per se. Mm-hmm. But basically what I'm saying here is I think they gave us a hint a couple of weeks ago when we saw Roman Reigns you saw him glance at the title.
Yeah, and Paul Heyman too.
Yeah. My thing is, my thing is if, I'm just giving a hypothetical here. If, let's say, NBC Universal decides to pick up SmackDown again, I'm just saying.
I don't know what that is.
Like right now, NBC Universal owns USA Network, which airs Raw. Okay. So let's say they pick up SmackDown, so everything's on one network. I'm convinced we could see Roman Reigns go after that title as well. Is what I'm thinking. I'm not saying it will happen, but I could see that happening.
I would love that. You know, and solely, I would love that for solely the one reason that I didn't mind him winning the tag team championships, and that is pure chaos.
Yeah. Well, I know chaos. You're like,
you know, I actually, I just, I'm just so dead right now in the head, so I don't care.
But
I don't even know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's okay. Most people don't, so it's all right. Yeah. Most people have no clue what I'm saying, so it's okay. But like, that's the thing, though. You like the pandemonium. So
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I just, you know, of course the right thing was for them to keep the titles on Sami and Kay. Of course it was. But just imagine.
Yeah. Oh my God. You
you
wanted the, like, as Montez Ford said, you wanted the smoke.
I wanted someone, you know. I'm so dead for a week now, and I have a week more of no day off. I need something to keep me alive, please.
You know, the thank you. Jen sends us a super chat. It says, I love you all so much, and I have missed you. We have missed you.
We missed you so much. Chat, Jen, sweetie. Thank you. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. But yeah, it's just, I know. That's what, like, was funny. Like, there's part of me that was like, okay. Like, I wanted to live in an alternate universe for just a few minutes, just to see, like, maybe one day of it. Just let's see what would happen. And then we could go back.
I was wondering, because, like, if I was looking at my phone throughout the entire match, and I was like, I wonder if, because I was running on a big ass delay, you know, a big, big one. And, you know, I was expecting for DMs, you know, from Chris and Ryan and you saying, I hate you so much.
Yeah.
I hate you so much. And I'm like, oh my God, is it going to happen?
But
it didn't, but it was the right thing to do.
You know, the thing too is, this is who you remind me of, and I'm going to have to edit this photo. Like, this is you wanting, like, you want to see disaster happen. This is you, yeah. Right here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's you. That's
That's totally me.
Yep. And that's okay. I get that. Sometimes I'm that way. You want to see that. It's like a car wreck. You just mm-hmm. you can't turn away.
I can't stop watching.
Yeah. And that's pretty much how I looked at, like, watching Raw during, like,
a long time.
During most of COVID. Well, almost. Look, I really enjoyed, like, the Zelina Vega Andrade.
Zelina Vega was, like, yeah, and Andrade were.
And Bayley on SmackDown era. Like, I liked that part, was good. And then it kind of just changed after a lot of those releases.
Yeah,
it was just like more of a, this is going to sound really dumb, but it sounded more like it sounded like a chore to watch wrestling, you know, like watch WWE anyways. Like, you just, like, you wanted to give it a shot, but it was like,
it was about the time where I watched Raw on double the speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched Rampage that way now, by the way. So, you know,
well, just, tonight's Rampage, you might not.
Oh, it's, yeah, I know. I'm gonna get up more early in the morning just so I can watch it regularly. Okay. So, yeah.
But, well, all right. So, Lesnar Rhodes. That sounds like a Lesnar. If they had a baby, that'd be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar, Cody Rhodes. Will the final match, will they end this feud?
Ever?
Money in the Bank. Well,
I thought they were going to stretch it out until SummerSlam.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe,
but no,
maybe Cody Rhodes is in the Money in the Bank match and Brock Lesnar costs him.
That could be too.
But Money in the Bank is in London and they probably want to, you know, give the people a big show in London. For me, like, London's going to get to wrestling, big wrestling pay-per-views this year. Money in the Bank and All In. All In, like, we haven't heard of one match. Not even one. And over 65,000 seats have been filled.
Yeah.
So, I feel like WWE needs to prove a point here. They really do. So they need to put on a huge show. Just so, you know, people don't say, oh, yeah, that's a good show, so let's move on to All In, you know? So they don't need to do that. And hopefully they don't, because the talent doesn't deserve that. So I had a huge problem with Cody Rhodes' delivery on Monday. Do you remember what he said? You weren't man enough to pin me. Dude, he made you pass out. How is this not the same or better? Like, you are not making any sense. Someone please.
That was.
Please, just, it was so. This is coming from the mouth of a person who went like this at WrestleMania. I will never forget that.
Yeah, the walk.
The walk.
Yeah, the walk, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, Monday, we pretty much found out, well, I think we've known for a while, but it was pretty much confirmed that Vince has been sending in, like, the rewrites and stuff, and that totally seems like a rewrite right there. Like, Cody Rhodes having to say that. You weren't man enough to pin me. Like, huh? You made me pass out.
Like, yeah, pinning someone can be, you know, okay, so let's put in his perspective, you know, Brock Lesnar made him pass out, but Cody Rhodes putting a sneaky pin on Brock Lesnar and running away, because that's what he did, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so according to Cody, this is more manly.
Coexisting has that effect on people, Jen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jen. Thank you for tuning in. We're so glad to have an influence on people. We hope you're doing fine, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, so this was the thing that was bothering me throughout the entire time. Like, he was delivering, you know, a Cody promo, which if you take away all logic, you know, all Cody promos are awesome because his delivery, like, if you're dead in the head and you make no sense, you're gonna say, oh my god, that Cody's so good, I love it, this program, like, his promos are so passionate, please give me more. And then, like, kudos to you, by the way. I want to be one of these people, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and that Alex said, "Wait, I know you weren't watching wrestling during this time, but the Lex Express—that's what Cody needs to do. Like, where he drives, like he's on the bus tour when the WWF put the back in the day, the WWF put the Lex Luger red, white, and blue on the bus and had him drive around the country." That's what they need to do. That's what I want to see him do again.
Yeah, but like, it's... And realistically speaking, if he has such a bad arm, by the way, because they sold that arm so much, and how do you stay in a, you know, Kimura lock? Like, what? Is that how it was called?
The Kimura.
Yeah.
Kimura lock.
It's a really shitty looking Kimura, by the way. It really is. But like, if you're so like, come on. Yeah. Like, it's.
I think Sean said it on the Monday on the post show on the, I think that's when he said it, that wouldn't make you.
Will pass you out? Pass out from the pain? This is what I'm thinking, because Cody has had really questionable finishes to matches. Do you remember the match he had against Sean Spears to qualify for the TNT Championship?
Yeah.
He pinned Sean Spears with a figure four. And Sean Spears didn't pass out. He was like, doing the jazz hands on the floor.
Yeah, that's how you win. You do jazz hands, you automatically lose.
Like, so. he was... This just, what is up with Cody matches and those weird ass finishes? It's just, you know, so weird. Yeah, that's basically all I can say about the matter. But yeah, I'm sure that they're gonna stretch it out until SummerSlam.
Whoa. We have two super chats, or excuse me, two humper chats. One from Throwback.
Oh, Throwback, sweetie, thank you. Throwback was you. I saw Throwback multiple times on Battleground. He was, you know, front row.
Yeah, right. Second row, I thought, right behind Vic, Joseph.
Joseph, right? Yeah. I'm so happy for you, sweetie. That was such an amazing pay per view to watch.
He said Battleground was awesome to be at. Trick was nice. Oh, sorry, my screen went down here. There we go. Was awesome. Our trick was nice to my daughter. Dijak was amazing, and the match was nuts. I'm just hoping now we get Hayes versus Ali. It would be a damn good match. Hi, Brody. Glad I got to be on TV and made Lily's night. He sent another super chat. After NXT this past Tuesday, if some people watch it, it cut off here. Let's see. If it doesn't make it more apparent that Tiffany Stratton is being the champion in short-term thing, do you think they give it to Cora Jade or someone else, or is someone else ready? I'm tired of the cul-de-sac. I think they're going to let
her I think they're going to give her the ball and let her roll with it for the time being, because I know that she's basically, a bit new, but I feel like she's way more, I don't want to say anything that will undermine the other women in that locker room, but she has elevated herself immensely, and she deserves it.
Yeah. And we got a really, really nice humper chat, generous soup, humper chat from Soupy. He says, Maggie needs something to feel alive. Does that work? Seriously, for Wembley and for both of you who keep bringing us our Friday afternoon fun.
Mark, one of, the most beautiful souls out there. I told him when he wished me a happy birthday in a really lovely way, he said, have a happy AJ Styles versus Seth day. it was so nice. I will never stop saying that. I'm like, Mark is one of the people who make me incredibly glad that I use Twitter.
Yes.
Because if I didn't, I would have never met him.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Exactly. That's how I feel about, that's the good thing about Twitter, how I've met wonderful people like you. I wouldn't have met you. It did some real good. We have some more super chats here. Chris sends us another one. Says, oh no, that's the same damn one. I almost ruined that one again. Chris, here it is. What do elephants wear to swim? Swimming trunks. Thank you. I didn't ruin that one.
No, but I can see it.
Alex sends us a super chat. And
Thank you, sweetie.
He sends that just because he loves us.
Aww.
And I saw something earlier, Ryan, we did have fun on Saturday. We did have fun on Saturday. It was me, you, and Caden. Was it Caden? No, Caden wasn't with us. It was me and Ryan. We had a blast. We had fun. We laughed. We cried. We held hands. It was good. We had fun. He didn't try to hit me like you did last week, but
Hey, Rob, what do you call a dog in a bathroom?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
A poodle?
Christ, okay.
That's so stupid.
I'm
sorry. Did I throw you off?
No. Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to bring this up. I don't know if you read this, but this is one of the dumbest... This is going to go down as one of the dumbest things that I've read in an article all
year. Oh, here we go. Okay. What's happening?
Billy Corgan said...
Oh, okay.
If you're not going to watch Tyrus, then you're not...
Okay, how do we not have Cam on the show right now?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, because he's doing the bit.
I know.
He's doing the bit.
Ah, God.
Yeah, basically, but he said that if you're not watching Tires, that you're not a wrestling fan. So, our wonderful friend Cam Seahawk, he started making a list. And it was, and it's so great because it's so stupid, it's so dumb. So I wanted to contribute to the list, but he didn't put my, you know, my comment in there because it's
what was yours?
It was that you're not a true wrestling fan if you shower more than once a week.
Oh wow.
But in using that logic, all Bulgarians are wrestling fans, so that.
Okay. Well.
One of the many, many perks of summer, by the way.
I bet. No, I'm a. Yeah. Ugh, God, that sounds awful. Not the shower. Showering part's good. I'm just talking about the.
I know.
Ugh, God, but yes. No, the Billy Corgan thing. It's like. I'm like, okay, well, I guess in your terms, I'm not a wrestling fan because...
Yeah, but like, we all know that he was just trying to sell his...
I know.
I know. We all know.
And it worked. We got people to talk about it, so...
It definitely did, but is he one of the people that say, commercials are good commercials. There's no bad, you know, what do you call it? There's no bad press.
Well, maybe he's like that, but I don't know. I've heard people say that too. Like, if you like Dean Ambrose, then you weren't a true wrestling fan. For not knowing Jon Moxley, like stuff like that. It's like,
yeah. Speaking of Dean Ambrose, Gigi and JC, you know, the weaponized cage match that they had. I was looking everywhere for Mitch the Plant.
Oh man, that would have been fantastic.
Yeah, but like nothing, they say nothing, but like have a plant like just float there, like say nothing, like you don't need to mention his name, say who he was, call it a insane asylum thing or whatever, just have a plant.
Yeah,
just have a freaking plant. Jesus. Yep. How do you not do that?
Yeah. Caden, who is not feeling well, he says, "I'm sick. Take my money."
Yeah, I hope you get better. What, like, what is it? Did you come with a sickness that was brought to you by, you know, your weird ass wrestling takes? Was it that? Did you?
He said it was a double or nothing flu. Is like
the double or nothing flu? I don't know what that is.
He said like traveling probably is what he
traveling.
Meant.
Okay, yeah. Well, I get an all in flu.
Yeah.
Like what is that?
Well, I mean, with that many people.
Oh, London flu. Okay, yeah. Like a posh British flu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. I hope you get better, sweetie. Like,
yeah, feel better.
I won't be that person who tells you to drink plenty of fluids and then you send me an angry DM and say, "What am I supposed to drink? Gas?"
Yeah, Soupy said it might be a case of the Jarrett's. Wow.
No.
Man, that's not good. You might have to go into the hospital for that one. Yeah.
Please no.
We have a visitor, and his name is Sean Ross Sapp. I think he's ready. Hello.
Hello. Sir. Good to see you guys.
Thank you for joining us. So I wanted to ask you a couple questions because it's been, I don't know, it's been kind of a slow week, I'm sure, in the wrestling news world. I know everybody's talking about CM Punk, but the one thing I wanted to ask is, was this title that the WWE Heavyweight Championship title, was this made primarily for the reason of WWE trying to maybe sell TV rights to show that they have another champion for a network? Like if they end up selling?
Well, they were working towards this almost immediately after combining the titles last year. There were never supposed to be two titles until Reigns got COVID before day one. And then Vince went, "Oh, so here's what we're going to do. Brock's going to be in that match. Brock's going to win the title." And then they just completely screwed up that booking. as of last, I want to say August, September, October, they were actively planning on splitting the titles somehow. They just weren't exactly sure how they were going to do it, to the best of my knowledge, because I saw internal documents that had Drew McIntyre or Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes involved in a completely separate title match of Roman Reigns. I know they had talked about how they had made those plans with Cody in like August, but by like September, October, there were some plans that were floating around of him maybe not facing Roman, and then Roman would face a TBD, which they hoped was The Rock or Steve Austin or somebody like that. So, I mean, they have always sort of wanted that. I can tell you that USA Network has certainly wanted a champion on their brand the whole time. The whole time they've wanted a champion on their brand because that is important to them. They do not go into these billion-dollar deals without knowing how important something like that is.
Yeah. So a follow-up to that real quick is if, let's say, NBC Universal ends up picking up the Fox part, do you see do you see like maybe Roman getting involved in that too, that title with Seth, if they end up doing it before? Like
we could see some crossover, but the way that I had always heard, and to your point, this is when there are competing networks and brands, they were more, they liked having things separate, that way it could be distinct. But if they just buy all the rights to it, we saw that happen the last go around. But also, I don't think that USA Network is dumb either. Like, they saw the way that things went the last go around with SmackDown and how none of it mattered. I covered that version of SmackDown for years. It was the same rematches that you saw from Raw, and they wouldn't even reference SmackDown on Raw the next Monday. And I'm sure that that's not what they want either. And, you know, I'm sure that if one network were to get a hold of it, they would probably be more open to moving it to like a Thursday or something like that. And it changes a lot. Whenever a network gets a hold of SmackDown, it'll be on Tuesday or it'll be on Friday or it'll be on Thursday. All over the week except for Wednesday, and it ain't going there. They're not going to run head-to-head with AEW because these networks do not care about the WWE-AEW war. They care about maximizing their money. That's why NXT is on Tuesday now.
Yeah. Maggie, you got anything?
I just want to sleep. Well, I just want to go.
I did see somebody in chat wants to know, is MJF's wrist injured, or is he okay there?
It's fine. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, that's what he's good at his job.
Yep, that's what I thought. There's been a lot of talk about Amazon with Nick Khan.
What he's doing.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's just a really good salesman. Do you think it would be great if Fox gets out of it. I would really like to see them go to ESPN is what I'd like to see.
I think it'd make a lot of sense.
Because, you know, ESPN would probably give them a studio show, and I could see them actually doing something with, like, I could actually see them probably doing like just a fighting show in general, like maybe combine it with UFC, like a studio show like that. Because I honestly think they haven't talked about it per se, but I honestly think we're going to see a lot of advertising between the two companies down the road. Mm-hmm. Because why would you not?
There's a lot. I mean, I thought that if ESPN, their parent company, bought WWE, it would have made a lot of sense too, because you can put Raw or SmackDown on any one of the plethora of networks you have. It can be on ESPN Plus or Disney Plus. You can get the next day rights, which are also very valuable. And right now they're on Hulu, I think, or whatever. Those go on ESPN Plus or Disney Plus or whatever. Like, I thought that would make sense for them and it would make money. Like, ESPN is smart enough in dealing with sports TV rights to be like, well, if it's on our channel, it's automatically sports. Like, people will sort of take what they feed them in that sense. And I know that there's a lot of cost cutting associated with Disney and all that stuff, But when something's going to make you money, that's a little bit differently. I'll give you an example. Fightful's in cost-cutting mode, and Will Washington came to us and said, well, hey, what about Grapsody? And I said, okay, that's going to make us money, or at the very least, it's going to break even. It adds something to our network. It adds something that we don't have. I know it will be good. With WWE, you're going to make your money back. You're going to drag a whole lot of viewers over to ESPN that might not even like sports. The number of people that watch wrestling and don't even like sports, but still it fits on that channel, that profile, is vast. And that goes with anything. I think that goes with Max. If I were WBD, I would be trying to get AEW on Max. I'd be trying to get pay-per-views every month or every other month on Max. That way you can market your other stuff to people who don't necessarily watch those shows.
Tom sends us Tom Talks Rubbish, who, if you haven't checked out his channel, you need to. He has a lot of great interviews with Fightful folks and just people in general. But he says, thank you, Shaw, for being so kind to me last night. So I heard you jump on.
I always love seeing Tom. He's great.
You jumped on Between Two Beards, I believe. Is that right?
I did.
Nice.
Hey, do you have any news for NXT Europe?
The last I had heard was that, like, towards August, we were supposed to get some more news, and then the news would start picking up towards the end of this year. They are actively working on it, though. I'm pretty sure one of us will get Shawn Michaels to slip up during a media call or something, because he just doesn't care, right? He just talks.
I mean, that's, and I guess as the last question, Maggie, you got anything other than you want to sleep?
It's not funny. Okay. I really want to sleep. I got about 45 minutes before the show, and I really shouldn't have, because I feel so terrible right now.
This Rampage looks amazing tonight, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yeah,
it does. It looks incredible. Also, I'll have some CM Punk news on FightfulSelect.com today.
There you go. CM Punk guy. Wow. We love him.
That guy.
He's helped. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and answering some questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll have the Q&A on Fightful Select this evening or tomorrow at some point. Maggie, Rob, thank you so much for letting me join.
Thank you.
Join us again sometime when I don't want to, you know, slip into a coma.
I'm right there with you. I'm about to take a nap.
There you go. Bye. Maggie's like, I'm jealous.
Thanks, boss. Jesus. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Where were we?
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about.
Oh, we were talking about Billy Corgan, but I mean, that's pretty much over with.
Yeah, so, I know. But
yeah, anyways, like the last thing, I know you're not a big fan of talking about CM Punk, but obviously it was announced. What did you think of?
He's coming back.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I just
period.
I know. I'm just asking. What did you think of the announcement? That's all I want to ask.
At this time, it doesn't, like, this whole drama has made me not give a crap about anything. I'm glad that he's back. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that he's not what's best for business. I'm not. He's awesome at this. But I will say this: it was not my screwed up out audio. It wasn't my laptop. It wasn't my TV. The crowd had mixed reactions. They really did. There were a lot of cheers and there were a lot of boos.
Yep.
Them debuting Collision in Chicago will give him a boost.
Yes.
And then I want to see the next Collision. What happens next week when they're not in Chicago?
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty sure that he's going to get cheered in Canada as well.
Yeah.
Pretty sure, because it's Bret Hart country. So this will be interesting.
Icons, all I said.
Yeah, yes. It'll be really interesting because I know that it's gonna make for some really interesting television. I'm looking forward to it. I just hope that all sides feel comfortable doing this. And that's all I'm going to say, because nothing else of my opinion would be relevant at all. Because if it puts views on your product, if it puts, you know, ass in seats, if it gets pay-per-view buys, it's all that matters, right? Yeah. Because whether if you love him, whether if you hate him, whether if you want him, if you want to see him win, if you want to see him, you know, not win, get his ass kicked, I don't care. It's gonna be really interesting television. So, by the way, TK, I feel like I'm less wooden in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Hello, guys. We have a really interesting collision show planned for June 17th.
You seem
Hi,
so,
Tony.
Yeah, he seems so incredibly nervous, which is just weird for him.
What is happening, dude? Like, get some sleep. Yeah. I should speak, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying he looks so.
No. I'm really not. I'm the same way. I turn into a statue in front of a camera. It's like, dude, relax. Like it's, but like, when you read everything from big, you know, he reads the lines, right? It's not learned by heart. You can see him read.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so. All right. Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird too, but I mean, what can you do? So as we move on, before we go into the previews, I wanted to go ahead and just let me do this. So today,
guys, you can tell I'm. Oh my God, Rob! Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No.
Guys, you can tell how out of shape I am when I ask Rob to.
Yeah, you know it's bad when she wants me to talk. So there you go. That's what she's basically saying.
This is not, you're putting words in my mouth. This is not what I said.
I know, but I
for the Cooper effect specifically.
Yeah, I know. All right, so guys, this is the Cooper effect for today. So. This is Christian Bowers. He has Down syndrome and he's 24 years old. And his mom posted on Facebook that she wanted to find him friends. And what happened when she posted on Facebook, not only did she find some people, she found a lot of people. She got like flooded with support. So many people like basically hit her up. They wanted to be there for her. This hit the reason I found this is like I asked Maggie the other day or last night, I think. I go, I think we covered this, and I realized after she said no, I realized I heard it because I read about it in the paper, because it actually happened in Minnesota. So I knew I heard about it, but I didn't know the full story. But she's a nurse, and
so not me, by the way. Like the mother, because you made it look like I was a nurse. The mother was a nurse.
Yeah, sorry. The mother was the nurse. But she she got over 5,000 comments of people wanting to basically help her out or encouraging her, and they got all kinds of people from all over the world like reaching out to her, and there are people local that got to see him like that day. And it was just a really touching story. And the reason it hit me so well is I've talked about like my cousin Adam, who I've showed pictures of on here, that he was the one that Roman Reigns gave the glove to, and they made him an honorary Shield member. Yeah. I think I even shared this story. I know I told Maggie this last year.
Yeah,
I was
you said this on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was in Georgia last year, we went to go see, Black Adam, the Rock's movie, and then I took him to dinner, and I told Maggie, I'm like, well, I'll send you a selfie of us, and like he always likes to do something wrestling wise when we do something, and I went to take the selfie, and I'm like, what are you gonna do wrestling wise? And he goes, We the Ones. And once I'm ready to like I get the camera up, he just smacks me in the head by accident. And he said, "We the ones." And I was like, "Wow!" Just, and it was complete by accident, but it's just like I just.
This is a really nice photo, by the way.
Yeah. So it just he's like, "We the ones." I'm like, "Whoa!" But you know, so it's just I couldn't help but think about him and see like how many people came into this kid's life. So just it's stories like this that make things better. Like it just shows that not everything we see on Twitter is bad. It's just, that's the stuff that sticks into our head. And that's what the Cooper Effect's all about. And that's one thing that I love about this show more. Like it's my favorite segment because you always learn something. Usually it's going to be animals because me and Maggie love animals, but there's another thing that we do is we love people that need love and attention too. So, yeah, so that's our Cooper Effect, and Maggie will hopefully be able to take back over next week for that. Everybody's like, thank God.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So we move on to the SmackDown preview for tonight.
We're not going to talk about Dynamite?
Yeah, we are. I'm just going to go do the previews first.
Oh, okay.
I figure we sometimes miss those, so I thought, why not put them ahead? Tonight on SmackDown, Roman Reigns is going to obviously going to talk about what happened at Night of Champions. He's also celebrating the 1,000 days as champion, undisputed champion.
Universal I cannot champion. Wait for this.
Yeah, it sounds.
I cannot wait for that.
I can't wait because it's going to bring more to the story, which I've been waiting for since Night of Champions ended last week. You have Lacey Evans taking on. I just had the picture. Damn it. we're back to normal. Here we go. That's good.
Lacey Evans, like yep. Our friend Alex Cardoza's favorite wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah, Lacey Evans taking on there she is. Thank you. Zelina Vega.
Zelina Vega.
I was trying to get this picture to post up and I couldn't see who it was from a distance because my eyes suck. Jesus Christ. We also have another Money in the Bank. That's a Money in the Bank qualifier, and then another Money in the Bank qualifier. This one, I hate that this is a Money in the Bank qualifier match.
Yeah, because
both these guys should be in the damn match.
They both need to be. Like, what if it's a double count out?
That's what I'm hoping.
They need to be in this. For once, I would like a count out just so they can both be in that. Tell me that you don't want an LA Knight Money in the Bank holder.
I would take that.
I would love that.
Talk to me.
L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. Montez Ford versus
itself.
Versus La Knight. So.
La Knight.
Yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly. Oh,
we got that going on. Yeah. Oh, it's my first day every day. I'm on this camera. It doesn't matter. Then we have AEW Rampage. Hell of a show there. It's in there. It's normal time slant. Normal slant. You know what? Let's just call
it. You're like a walking blooper reel.
Oh, no. First time noticing, huh? Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me?
So go there.
Jesus. The AAA title, Vikingo's defending his title against Commander and Dralistico. New Japan World TV Champion, Zack Sabre Jr. defending his title against Action
Andretti. Shout out to Kate.
Ring of Honor Pure Champion Shibata defending his title against Lee Moriarty, and then the new Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Champion Willow defending her title against Emi Sakura. Sakura. So yeah,
what a wonderful show it's gonna be!
It's gonna be awesome. It's like, thank you, TK. I know you look nervous talking to in front of camera, but you booked the hell out of this.
He was like, what's that? Rampage is a missable show. Bet.
Yeah. Well, you know what's not a missable show? Tonight, the AEW review post-show with Alex and Kate. You got to check it out right after Rampage ends.
Not AEW. SmackDown?
But SmackDown and the AEW Rampage.
Oh, review. Okay. I didn't hear the SmackDown part.
Oh, I think I said it. Well, I said
Alexis. Alexis and Kate always do a wonderful show.
I don't think there's enough. I think he needs to get like a new hard drive for that.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's yeah. not.
Talk to me.
That's not going to be a really easy thing to do. It's more than a year worth of shows.
Yes. Let's see here.
No. Yeah,
over a year of shows, hour and a half. So let's see. 50, dude. I can't do math. So you're looking at over 100 hours.
Yeah, so no.
All right, so let's talk.
Dynamite.
Maggie. We go to Dynamite.
No. Wait. Are we going to talk about, you know, the two things? We're going to finish with Dynamite, right?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I mean, you skipped ahead this time, so that's why I was like, okay, we'll just go into Dynamite.
Well, no. First of all, Ronda and Shayna won the tag team championships.
Yay.
I'm okay with that. Seriously. Like, they're the legit tag team. If you look at it in a different perspective, they are the legitimate tag team. Having in mind that Liv is injured, everyone was rooting for Liv because she's so great. So, Ronda and Shayna are the new tag team champions. No mention of the NXT tag team champions, by the way. And after that, Ronda looked at the camera and called the championships these nuts. Why is she like that, Rob? Why is she like that? She used to be good.
I don't know.
So great. I have a coffee mug with her. Like, she used to kick ass so much. What happened after everyone, like, when everyone started rooting for Becky?
People are wanting to show clavicle. Yeah, they want to show clavicle.
Did Alex tell you to show your
clavicle? No,
I'm showing mine.
Because Alex is going to show his tonight. I don't want to be him. I don't want him to be by himself.
No, he only shows it for money.
Oh, okay. Well, they just said he's showing so much, Jen. I'm like, okay, well, hell, I'll do it too. I don't know. I don't want to be alone.
It's a really baggy shirt, guys. I don't care. Because I also have really nice traps and shoulders. So I don't care. Okay? I work out, okay?
I work out.
I work out. I've never been to a gym. Like I can last for 3 minutes on a machine, okay?
I can sometimes last 3 minutes, but
yeah, sure. That's not go there. So yeah, I don't know what happened to Ronda. Hopefully this, if they do end up combining the championships, them beating the NXT tag team champions would absolutely make me cry, because Isla Dawn and Alba Fire are one of my favorites. And I don't know, speaking of that, a ridiculous segue, who do you think will help Becky against Trish?
Ooh.
Would it be Piper Niven?
No. I mean, I could see it being Piper Niven, but I don't know. That's a good question. You think Lita?
No, I don't.
Hmm.
Because if it is Zoe Stark, by the way, bravo to Zoe Stark, because aligning her with Trish is the way to go. Why are you laughing? Because
I was thinking Shelton Benjamin's sister would be a good idea. Anthony Bowens. But I was like, that's just dumb. I know, I'm joking. Like, it's like, I'm a big fan.
If it's against someone from NXT... But who else did they call up again apart from Indy Hartwell?
Well, you know,
and
the
NXT tag team champions, like, apart for them.
Well, I know there's talk about, they showed Bayley on the phone the other day, or on social media, they showed her, like, she was on the phone. I think that's like her calling Nixon, Noelle, what's her wrestling name? Jesus.
Tegan Knox.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember her.
I feel like either. Tegan Knox is joining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who I think. So otherwise, I would think she would be perfect with.
I just want Tegan Knox on my television.
Yeah, that's exactly my point, too. Jesus. I don't know. That's a good question. Who do you guys think in chat? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
I would like it to be Piper. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I'll be absolutely fine. Like, we were all excited that she got her name back, and now she's, you know, disappeared. I will be excited if it's going to be her.
We need to get his name back.
Walker. It's fine. It's fine.
I don't like it.
I don't care anymore.
I know you don't.
I want to sleep, Rob.
I know. Hey, you got 21 minutes, lady.
I know.
Lady. Yeah, I went there. I don't know. I'm just trying to... I got nothing, so just let
me be. Okay, so we got Ollie and Baron Corbin on NXT, and that's about it. Back to you, sir.
Well, you know, I was anxious for you to talk about... Baron Corbin, because you know there's one person that can help Carmelo in this, and it's not Trick Williams. We both know who it is.
It's Cameron Grimes?
No, it's Corey Taylor.
Okay, look. I wanna do an interview with Corey Taylor a lot just so we can talk about wrestling. And if I say this to even one of my in real life friends who adore Slipknot, in Stone Sour, if I tell him, oh, I want to interview Corey Taylor just so we can talk about wrestling, I'm going to get fired. Okay? I'm going to get so fired because of this answer. No, it's not going to be Corey Taylor. Are you kidding me? No.
I'm just telling you that's what it should be. I know it's not going to be.
It should be. It should be. But Corey Taylor has, kayfabe-wise, a really crappy right arm. Like that swing he took.
So does Cody Rhodes right now. So there we go.
Sure. Yay. Like, there you go.
They can be a team. And you get the. Never mind. I just wanted to talk about Corey Taylor. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, after calling me ma'am, that's why you did it.
I said lady.
Okay. The worst thing. Okay.
How is lady worse than. I thought, like, excuse me, lady. Like, I was joking. I think you know that.
No.
You better know I was joking. We're crazy.
You better know.
I don't want to go to Bulgaria and tell you. I do want to go to Bulgaria, but.
You should.
I do want to go there.
So way off track here. Ollie and Baron Corbin both showed up on NXT. This is good. Free agents. Okay. That's fine, I guess. I'm excited for Ollie because basically I want Ollie to face all of the NXT roster at this time. It's gonna be so great. He's gonna elevate them so much. They're probably gonna have the matches of their careers against Ollie, so this is basically a good thing. Now we can talk about Dynamite.
I don't mind. All right. Well, Maggie, you had a great show, I think, or a hell of a crowd, at least.
Oh, yeah.
In San Diego, which...
Well, you know, after the crowd in Las Vegas.
But you know, the thing that it's been said about Vegas is that the audio was bad, supposedly, because...
that's fine, but, like, Denise was there, and she said that people weren't that loud.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, if you watch the crowd, it didn't seem like your normal Double or Nothing crowd or like pay-per-view crowd. So that's my point. But anyways, AEW was in San Diego, which is, did you know in German, that means Wells vagina? In case you didn't know, now you know. Anyways, BCC defeated the Lucha Bros, Jesus. And Bandito. What did you think of Bandito's look? I loved it.
I'm going to need some time after that.
After?
San Diego line.
Oh, okay. You haven't watched Anchorman, have you?
I haven't. No, I have, but I was half asleep. Okay.
I have that effect on people.
I had to search online what Ben Didio was, you know, was cosplaying as, because I don't know. But he did it pretty good.
It was Fire Ant, right? Or that's what it looked like to me, but it was.
Yeah, but like I wasn't familiar with that.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice. The match was insane. We had, after that, the interview with Alex Marvez. The thing here, like the great little breadcrumbs that they put in there. A lot of things happen here. Like Matt and Nick talked, which they rarely do anymore on Dynamite. Like they have matches and whatnot, but like they don't talk. They don't cut promos or anything. Kenny wasn't there. Hangman was there. And they did a bit with Dark Order. Which they must do, because over at Ring of Honor, you know, Stu Grayson has, you know, cut away from the Dark Order. And at this time, Dark Order are imploding, because they felt so secure when Hangman was there, and then he wasn't quite there. And then they got Stu Grayson back, and this was great. Preston left them, you know, like he betrayed them immensely. And then Stu got pulled over to the dark side by Vincent, you know, at Ring of Honor. And, you know, they're like, they have nothing under control right now. And so basically they acted out. If you follow the entirety of the product, this will all make sense. So this is important. So Hangman was like, wait, so this Dark Order are important to him, because they will always be there for him, and they were the ones who were there for him. And he was like, well, no, wait. And Alex Marvez was like, well, what do you think of Kenny? And he's like, no, he's out of the country, but he's not. He's totally not in Canada. Hey, wait! And so he threw that out there. All of us know where Kenny is.
Yeah, he's in Jamaica.
Like he
sorry.
Come on, pretty. So, great. Now I'm going to have that new song.
Hey, it's better than another song you could have in
your mind. Yeah, yeah, so Kenny's in Bulgaria. Psych. Imagine if he was.
Yeah, no. You wouldn't be here.
No, I wouldn't be here. Yeah. so is Miro, by the way. Miro's home.
Oh, he's back again already?
He was.
Oh.
He was. Like, I don't know if he's still here, but he was here, like, pretty recently, like a week ago, probably. Mm. Yeah, this is really interesting. Do you think maybe next week?
I hope
Where are they next week?
They are in Colorado Springs. They're pretty much in Will Washington's backyard.
So
pretty close, not too far.
I don't think they're gonna debut him there. Although they aren't the company that, you know, saves the best filler for New York or Chicago or whatever.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, next week they're in Colorado Springs. The week after that, yeah, they're saving him for Washington, D.C.
Right? Yeah. I don't mind. I do not mind. Yeah, so they can stretch it out pretty much. Yeah.
The good news is they got two shows back-to-back in Chicago on June 17th and June 21st.
Did you say good news?
Yeah, that was me being...
Sarcastic. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Jesus.
But
yeah, Jay White and Juice Robinson addressed FTR. They will have this match.
Oh yeah.
Because FTR saved Ricky Starks when he got attacked backstage by Bullet Club Gold after
this will be a match
after Double or Nothing. By the way, a little, you know, inside of my, for like, inside my life, real okay. quick. Like, some days ago, I realized, you know, I was just walking past my, you know, my mirror, and I saw a bunch of gray hairs in my hair. For like, just so you know, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Oh no, gray hairs, my life is over. No, F that. I'm not that kind of person. I don't care. Like, this is a natural thing that happens. I'm not that person, okay? But I'm sure that all of these hairs appeared while I was watching FTR versus Jeff Jarrett and Double J at Double or Nothing. I'm pretty sure, because I thought I was having a heart attack 5 times in 1 minute, because I was expecting them to win, and I was like, oh, hell no, 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 no. Like, what? Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I have, you know, gray hair because of that match. Just throwing it out there. So yeah, FTR against Jay White and Juice Robinson. I so wish that the collaboration between them and Impact was still alive, because we have subculture there. We have subculture, Rob.
Yep. Like, so. And I just want to add one thing to that. If they would have won, if Jeff Jarrett's team would have won, I wouldn't have needed to set my alarm that next day, because I would have been able to hear you.
I would have been screaming so much. So much. And like, my neighbors would boot me off.
Yeah.
You know, to villain. Just, no, 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 no. Yeah. So much. No. Swerve won the triple threat. This was weird. I was like, why are we having this match? And then I was like, yeah, okay. Give me more random triple threats.
Yeah, I love everybody that was in this match. Big Bill, yeah. Good. Trent Beretta, like, is
Orange
one of the most
Cassidy. The way Orange worst. Cassidy eliminated Swerve Strickland.
It looked like a cartoon. I loved it.
It was so great, but like, it did look like a cartoon, but it didn't undermine Swerve, because it's literally what people do when they fall. I don't know if you've ever, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I have.
Like, this is literally what you do. I know it's become cartoonish, but it's a thing. It's a thing. Oh, yeah. Chris Statlander beating Jade on the pay-per-view made me cry. Of course, her saying sign language "Mama's home" was so great. It was just so touching.
Jesus, Corey, tell us how you really feel here. Jesus. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we love, Corey. Yeah.
Wow. Frantic says, come join Team TNA, Maggie.
No. Like, never, ever gonna happen. Like, randomly smashing guitars on people. Like, I'm a person who's been surrounded by musicians throughout her entire life. No, 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 no.
No, no,
no. No, 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 no. Not happening. The Acclaimed and Billy Gunn. Was I the only one who was expecting a heel turn from the Acclaimed?
I was expecting it. I was. I was totally expecting a heel turn.
The moment, like, he was expecting the scissor and them just putting him both, you know? And yeah, this is the exact same thing that I thought was going to happen when Jungle Boy came out.
But for Hook.
I was expecting for Hook. And he was standing there with the chair, and I'm like, oh, clock him. Just freaking clock him. Just get a personality right now.
Well, that, yeah, okay.
But like, it didn't happen, but it is going to happen. Like,
it is. Yes.
He made it look as if it was going to, like, he knows what he's doing.
He does. Cool. And that's how they're going to do it, I think, too.
Yeah. We did have Don Callis and Takeshita coming out to address everything with the huge art of Mel Coleman.
How great was that?
Popped so much. This was so great. Shout out to our friend Mel. Can you post the GoFundMe page?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, please. Please visit the GoFundMe page that Rob will post in the chat and donate as much as you can for Mel, because she obviously deserves it. This was so great. Like, it was on those big ass monitors. Like, her art, this is just so great. Of course, Don Callis is one of the most hated people in wrestling right now. And the crowd let him know that he is. Man, that reaction. It's borderline Dominic Mysterio reaction. Not nearly as brutal, but bravo to Dominic, by the way, for reaching that level of heat on him. This is so great. But Don Callis, he didn't mention, like, he did say Takeshita's better than this guy and this guy and this guy. And he started, you know, mentioning people. He didn't mention Okada, which makes me think that he, like, Takeshita and Okada may face each other at Forbidden Door.
Hey, look who's here.
Penny. Hi, Spencer.
There's the link for Mel's GoFundMe.
Yes, please, guys, click on the link in the live chat. Donate if you can. Spencer, we love you, sweetie. We're talking nonsense, wrestling, and whatnot. So, him mentioning Okada, Takeshita versus Okada at Forbidden Door would be actually a really, really nice and fun match. I don't know who wins. I want it to be Okada, but, like, to catch the losing would be, you know, weird.
Do you think we get Danielson versus Saber again there?
I really, really want to.
Because I think you're getting Danielson versus McGuinness at
All In?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
I do not want him in the ring if he's not ready. If he's not cleared or anything. I know, but I am going to cry with that British crowd so much. You have no idea.
And then you're going to cry because you got Goldberg versus Wardlow after that.
No! Okay, the only reason I will be fine, the only scenario in which I'll be fine, if Wardlow beats him in 2 minutes. This is the only scenario I will be okay with. And we all know it's not going to happen.
I know. I'm just like, getting you going.
No. Like.
Yeah, I know. I don't want that either. So.
Actually, the thing is, I'm going with my friend Philip. And he's a big WCW guy. He adores Goldberg. So. I know people are gonna pay money to see Goldberg. I know, but I'm not one of them. And I already paid my money. Can I have it back?
Yeah.
At least, you know, half of it.
It could be worse. Hulk Hogan wants a return match, so there you go.
No. Now Hogan is gonna be nowhere near AEW, okay? Like,
Yeah. What was next year?
Sting return, you know, for a save, which is always great. I adore Sting.
Gates of Agony, never... man.
Yeah.
I love that match.
They were never winning, but, like, oh my God. Like, it's. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, real quick, the Outcast celebrating their title win, or celebrating Tony Storm's title win. Chris Statlander and Nyla Rose had a good match. Adam Cole and Britt Baker defeated Chris Jericho and Soraya. MJF, he rubbed his victory in the face of Ali. I love this MJF. I've always liked MJF.
I know. But I hope that he does something with that championship, because come on. Please, like, something needs to happen.
Yeah.
So, by the way, so a little thing just to add for the final match: Adam Cole against Britt Baker and Chris Jericho and Saraya. Okay, so Chris Jericho has Adam Cole in the Walls of Jericho, right? Adam Cole is in a ton of pain, you know, during the match. And then you see Britt Baker taking her sweet time, being all, you know, photogenic, like she, because she's so hot. And yeah. She was like, look at me putting my glove for as much time as I want. I'm going to take my sweet time and I'm going to enter the ring and then put on, you know, the lockjaw.
Yeah.
She was on that ramp, putting on her glove really slowly for about a minute. While Britt, by the way, you know, your boyfriend is in a immensely, you know, painful move. And she was like, I wanted her.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I wanted her to lean over and say, that was for not getting out of those cuffs, you idiot.
That wasn't even to do that. That had nothing to do with that night. He was like connected to the ropes either. It was just
just different night. This was everything because I'm like, Britt, what are you doing, sweetie? Like, he's in a lot of pain. What are you doing? Like, taking your sweet time, put on the glove. Come on, give Jericho some germs.
He'll
like,
be fine. So instead of jokes, because I don't have any good ones, I'm gonna do today doing shout outs. Cher Delaware, she launched her sticker website, tackytherapy.com. Check that out.
Please.
Just started like some stickers. She has, they're pretty cool, nice ones. Mel Coleman's GoFundMe. Check that out. I put the link in the chat. And congratulations to Chris Van Vliet, who him and his wife just had a baby girl.
Baby.
I was like, they had a baby, but I'm like, what was it? It had to be one or the other. I can't remember. No, it was a baby girl. Beautiful baby girl. So congratulations to them. And Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK. God knows I will have a day off soon and I'll be more, you know, present because I haven't been like at all. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I will be finishing up with my daily Pedros one day or, you know, one day.
She won't let her. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, I am on Instagram at FIFO Rob. Every Friday, like you just did this week, we would appreciate it if you join us, 3 o'clock Eastern. And hit that like button for us. Leave a comment. It does a lot of good for us. Also, eventually we will be bringing back Coexisting After Dark. Tonight, I have an interview that's dropping. Check it out. It's here's a little sneak preview. But definitely check it out. We also have our interview with Cheeseburger that's dropping on Fightful.com this Sunday at noon with Cheeseburger. It's awesome. I think you guys will enjoy it. So we got two different clips that we're going to show you, and then we're just going to just drop out the air here for you. But thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you. We hope you have a great weekend. And last thing I want to bring up is on Monday, we are Wrestling Perspective Podcast is dropping an interview with Jody Threat. And they have a new segment called 10 Minutes with Ace. So Ace Steel will actually be joining their show for about 10 minutes as well. So that could be interesting. Don't know. So I'm assuming it'll be interesting. But here you go. Here's two segments. See you guys. Thank you. We appreciate you. And do you think, like, Rafi might have been, like, sent to, like, let's just say, a foreign country, like, just where do you think Rafi would be? Do you think he's in that suitcase or do you think he's somewhere else?
Rafi's in Guantanamo Bay right now. he is not a free man. Okay. He's committed too many crimes.
Awesome.
Like, because I will be asking you a lot of, you know, different cuisine questions.
Okay.
Because you've been all around the world. Yeah. So, tell me about Mexican food. Like, I would inhale it because I would love it so much.
It was wonderful. I ate so many tacos down there, and like each taco place I went to, I was like, oh, this is like the best taco I've ever eaten. And then like, I go to another place, I'm like, this was the best one I've ever eaten. I'm a big fan of Al Pastor, like the pork tacos, and they come with like some pineapple sometimes, onions and cilantro. The best tacos I think I had down there were Me and a group of friends went to Arena Mexico to the CMLL, like Rocky Romero, like invited us to come down. And he's like, "Hey, you guys want to get tacos?" And he took us to this taco place, and it was absolutely incredible. I had like a michelada, which is like a popular like beer cocktail down there as well. It's really, really good. Tortas were a big thing that I like down there. Just like huge like torta sandwiches. So, like right, but down the street from Bandito's gym, there was like a torta stand that was open all night. So like after training, we can go by and like, you know, you get this giant torta for like 55 pesos, which is like $2 or $3 American.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.